Europe.
Illegal drugs in Europe. Homemade highs. The faster the police crack down, the faster the gangs find new methods.
When Spanish police looked into a gang from the Canary Islands last year, they unwittingly landed on something big. In an unassuming house in Galicia in northwestern Spain, specialist teams were working around the clock to produce up to 200 kilograms of cocaine a day. Two gangs, one Colombian, the other Mexican, had paid around 2 million euros, that's $2.1 million, to set up the lab, which the Spaniards supplied with cocaine base. It was only the second cocaine lab found in Spain. So far, it is the largest ever discovered in Europe. Cocaine was rarely produced in Europe until 2018. Increased coca production in Latin America and improved police surveillance have prodded some criminals into changing tack. While most still import the finished product, crooks increasingly get cheaper products like cocaine base, then turn them into cocaine hydrochloride, a white powder, using chemicals in labs. Many more extract cocaine that has been chemically hidden for shipment in the likes of charcoal, clothing and sugar. In 2022, 39 cocaine labs were dismantled in the EU, up from 15 in 2019. Illegal drug production in Europe is nothing new. Belgium and the Netherlands have exported amphetamines and MDMA or ecstasy worldwide since at least the 1990s. Cannabis has long been grown across the continent. But in the past decade, drug production in Europe has risen fast, not just for cocaine. Last year, a record number of labs, most of them for synthetic drugs, were dismantled in Poland, Belgium and the Netherlands. And the labs' size and sophistication have shot up, says Dr. Rita Georges of the European Monitoring Centre for Drugs and Drug Addiction, or EMCDDA, an EU agency. Take European methamphetamine. Before 2017, it was mostly produced in Czech kitchen labs catering to local markets. Since then, criminal networks have set up industrial-scale labs in Belgium and the Netherlands. Most of the meth is exported. Latin American expertise has fueled Europe's illegal drug production. Dutch criminals learnt how to produce meth at scale using benzyl methyl ketone, or BMK, a precursor from Mexican cooks, says Arthur de Brauner, a Belgian expert. European gangs are reoxidizing their cocaine, a Colombian method of standardizing cocaine base of different origins. Higher quality chemicals and kit in Europe boost efficiency and drug purity. Some Dutch labs are modelled on Colombian blueprints, but to higher specifications. European labs are more customised than their Canadian or US equivalents, according to the International Narcotics Control Board based in Vienna. More labs can now switch to producing different types of drugs according to demand. The number of Dutch combination labs discovered rose from 9 in 2022 to 21 last year. Gangs are good at dodging detection. Like any other good business, several teams take care of different stages in the drug production process. They increasingly use designer precursors, which are close chemical relatives to banned drug precursors, but are much harder for the authorities to detect. Hence, when APAAN, a precursor for BMK, was internationally banned in 2015, MAPA, another precursor, appeared on the market a few weeks later. As chemistry is full of potential and alternatives, it is relatively easy to find substances that can be used as a precursor, says Alexis Goosdale, a Belgian who runs the EMCDDA. The risk of more potent drugs arriving on the market is growing. Novel MDMA products such as edibles and liquids are getting more popular. Cathinone production is growing in Poland. Captagon is now widely produced on demand in the Netherlands. Mexican cooks versed in fentanyl production have set up in Europe. Public awareness campaigns can help stem the tide of illegal drugs. A third of police reports in the Netherlands led to the discovery of an illegal drug lab last year. Sharing information is essential since criminals import chemicals from Schengen countries where licensing is less stringent. Next month, the EMCDDA, soon to be renamed the European Union Drugs Agency, will start monitoring enhanced precursors. The challenge is immense. We need to evolve as quickly as they do, says Dr. Georges. That may be a tall order.